It's time to talk charity and sport now, and we're going to be taking a look at some of the good work the British and Irish Lions are doing while they're on their tour of South Africa. Spectacular game last night. I'm sure you'll agree with me. Lovely to see the Springboks redeem themselves and defeat the Lions, and now it's all to play for next weekend, as you heard in our sports report there with Michael Pedro. But aside from the work they're doing on the field, they are doing lots of work off the field too. And joining us now to tell us more about this is Gail Barricker. She's the general manager from the Players Fund. Gail, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Amy. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
It's a great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you again. Tell us about some of the work that is involved in this rugby tour.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. It's actually quite humbling. I just have to say, wasn't that game just amazing last night? We did redeem ourselves, and we're back on track, and I think next week is just going to be a real biggie. So
I can't
fantastic
wait.
For South Africans.
And yes, Gail, yes. I do hope actually that you'll stay tuned to the show, because just after nine, we're talking to the incredible young woman, Belinda Davids, that sang the anthem at the start of yesterday's
yes.
game.
Wasn't she amazing? Oh, her voice was spectacular. Anyway, Amy, to get back to what we are here to talk about, the most incredible collaboration. And I think it's incredible because, yeah, we have two nations, rugby mad nations. We have the UK, British and Irish Lions, which is a combination of four countries, that run onto a field and try and destroy the Springboks, the South Africans, and vice versa. And here they have reached out to us to help us in difficult times. And I think this really emphasizes the ethos of rugby and the story behind rugby, that no one is ever left behind. If you are injured, there is an organization to support you, like we do in South Africa with the Chris Berger Petra Jackson Players Fund, and I'm going to refer to it as the Players Fund going forward, and the Matt Hampson Foundation in the UK. And we've been mates with them for quite a number of years, and it the friendship started quite fortuitously when I visited a young man at the acute spinal cord injury unit in at Groot Schuur. And he was a French resident who had been injured by a car accident, and he was spinal cord injured and paralyzed, and they were trying to get him back to France. And UK stepped in, and then they phoned us and said, can you help to repatriate him? And we said, of course we can. This is a project that is not easy to do from the UK. So we helped them and got him back to his family in France. And that really, that was the start of a wonderful, wonderful friendship between ourselves and the Matt Hampson Foundation. And then in 2015, a young rugby player, George Robertson, I know he won't mind me mentioning his name, he was on tour from the UK playing DF Milan School in the northern suburbs, and he injured his spinal cord and was paralyzed. And we also stepped in, we helped his parents get out to South Africa, and then we repatriated him with the help of the Matt Hampson back to the UK. So that relationship has been long-standing. And maybe I could just tell you a little bit about Matt Hampson. He himself was a rugby player. He was playing in the Lions under-20 team when he injured his neck. And he's a very bad quadriplegic in that he's dependent on a ventilator to breathe. So he's a little bit like, in fact, he's exactly like Christopher Reeves was.
Yeah.
But that never, ever stopped him. He, 11 years ago, started this foundation, and he just is the most incredibly magical person who is positive and has made such a difference to everyone else's life from his wheelchair, supporting sports people whose lives have been changed.
How incredible.
Injury.
What an amazing story. There should be a film made about him.
Yes, I think so too. I'm sure there will be.
And so, Gail, the work that this Players Fund is doing today and involving the players that are currently out here?
Okay, so we had a lot planned. Unfortunately, it never came to fruition for various reasons. But what the Matt Hampson Foundation did is they reached out to us and said, we have an online auction in the UK, and we would like to share the proceeds of that online auction with you, because we know you are going through difficult times. And, I mean, what a brotherhood. Can you believe that? They reached out to us. And so we gathered a few wonderful rugby memorabilia items. We have a signed Springbok jersey signed by the entire team. I mean, the jersey is literally covered from top to bottom with every single signature you could find. Wow. And that is on auction. And we have a forwards a ball signed by the forwards and a ball signed by the backs. And, you know, there's always a competition between if you were forward and if you were back. So we thought we'd continue that story online. And then there's also a 2009 British and Irish Lions jersey that is signed by the British and Irish Lions team. Now, with the last five tours to South Africa, that's the only tour, and I just have to rub this in a little bit, that the British and Irish Lions won. So it's a really hot item that I'm sure the UK rugby memorabilia fans would want. And I know it's difficult for South Africans to compete with the pound being so strong, but one of the reasons that we put this auction offline is for that very reason. There are loads of South Africans in England earning pounds, and lots of English people that love South Africa and support the Springboks. So please tell your friends that live in the UK to go on to hambosauction.com, and that is HAMBOS auction.com, and check out the items. There's lots of others as well.
Hambos, just give that website again, Gail.
Hambosauction.com.
Hambosauction.com, and we'll put those details up on our Facebook page and our website as well.
Oh, thank you.
Are there any, you know, it's so difficult. I know they're all in this bio bubble, so they can't be traipsing around Cape Town doing tours and things, but are there any sort of events or anything planned around that?
No, unfortunately not. We, you know, the Springboks are in a hotel, and they've been there for 3 weeks, and they cannot see anyone. They can't go anywhere other than play rugby and practice. And the same applies to the British and Irish Lions. So it would have been the most incredible time to celebrate this tour, because it comes around once every 12 years.
Yeah.
And I think it's almost bigger than the Rugby World Cup. It's sort of, if you speak to a Springbok, his aspiration is to play in the British and Irish Lions tour, to participate.
Well, because often, Gail, it's a once-in-a-career opportunity, you know, because, as you say, it comes around once every 12 years. So it's not like the World Cup, where there's more chance that you could participate in two or more.
That's right. And also coming off the back of the 2019 Rugby World Cup win, it's just amazing, you know, to have Sia and his boys out there playing like they did yesterday. And it's encouraging for our country. It's good for our country. It's actually what we need right now. So Nelson Mandela, you know, always said that sport has the ability to change the world. And I think we all believe that. And yesterday it was, the energy on that field was incredible. And I'm sure he was looking down and saying, come on, guys, we can change South Africa. We can do things right. And let's look to our sportsmen. Let's look to our national team, the Springboks, to do that and help us with it.
Gail, I love this conversation we've been having about this brotherhood, you say, between the UK and South Africa. Has there ever been a conversation around opening that up to some of the other rugby mad nations, Australia, New Zealand, Argentina?
In fact, very good question, and thank you for asking it. We started a collaboration internationally for the first time in 2014, and that was a collaboration between like-minded organizations like ourselves. In Australia, it's called Hearts and Union. In New Zealand, it's called the All Blacks Foundation. In England, it's the RFU, and Argentina, they have one as well. And we have met three times in various countries, New Zealand, Australia. We were due to go through to the UK this year, and then they came through to us in Cape Town a couple of years ago. And that collaboration is so important, because we are a brotherhood. We are all doing exactly the same things. You know, rugby is a contact sport. Injuries are going to happen. And we need to be there and stand together to help each other to look after an injured rugby player. And that brotherhood is there to make sure that no injury is ever left behind. And the community of rugby takes care of their own. And it doesn't matter which country you are in. And we've even included Japan in the last international collaboration. And that's an amazing country because rugby is fairly new to them. And they've embraced it and we've helped them to establish a charity or a fund like ourselves. So, yes, we help each other. It's teamwork and that's the only way to do it.
And Gail, I think it's so important for South Africans, or certainly rugby-loving South Africans, to support the work that you're doing, because I think all of us need to take a collective responsibility for the players and their well-being. They're putting their lives at risk being on the field, which we are all enjoying as entertainment, and so we should support them.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so glad that we have a fund in South Africa, like the Chris Berger Fund. It's been around 41 years, and we've helped so many rugby players, but it's a charity, and we can only continue doing the work with the help of corporates, with the help of sponsors, and with the help of a private donor. We're very fortunate to be the official charity of the Springboks, but they haven't been playing rugby this year or last year, so it's always affected by there's no test matches. It means there's no spectators in the stadiums, and that's where all the money comes from. So it's been pretty rough in the last 18 months, but we are committed to making sure that we continue to help our 103 recipients who we support. And by doing that, we have to plead to corporates, to private donors, to please consider us when donating to a charity. And if I may extend that appeal, especially now during these difficult times, people are very welcome to contact me. We are a non-profit organization, which means that you are entitled to a tax rebate if you do give a charity. So that's for private or for company sponsors. And for more information, you can also go to our website, which is playersfund.org.za, and there's a donation page. We have SnapScan, Zappa, our EFT details are there. Or you can contact me on 082-732-5909. There are many, many ways of supporting us, and also non-monetary ways. So please, feel free to think out the box and give me a call to discuss this.
Gail, thank you so much. It's been lovely chatting to you. We'll have to leave it there, and we'll put all your details up on our Facebook page and website.
Oh, thank you, Amy. I really do appreciate it, and thank you for extending the interview offer to me today.
Thanks so much. That's Gail Barricker, the General Manager of the Players Fund. If you want to find out more information about the work they're doing or you'd like to support them, you can go to playersfund.org.za.